Welcome to the Coronavirus Chronicle. I'm your host, Monika Müller-Kroll. We are facing one of the biggest global health threats in decades, which has led governments around the world to shut down daily life. But how is the race to contain COVID-19 affecting the people it's meant to protect? These are their stories here in Berlin.
My name is Kathleen Bird, and I'm an American living in Berlin. As of February sometime, I got my German citizenship too, so I'm a dual citizen.
For over a week now, the 64-year-old conductor of the English Choir Berlin is under quarantine at home. Friends leave food and other essentials for her and her husband at their doorstep. I reached Kathleen via Skype.
So Kathleen, you and your husband, you've both tested positive for COVID-19. How are you doing? How have you been?
My husband has had no symptoms really, and I had very mild symptoms, I have to say, actually. And we're both doing fine now because we're coming to the end of our 14 days since the first symptoms appeared from me.
And what are your symptoms? I mean, do you feel tired?
Yes, very tired. When I first had been exposed, apparently, going backwards in time, I was exposed on March 9th in the evening in a choir rehearsal where a lot of people apparently had gotten sick. And 2 days later, the Wednesday, is when I first noticed, okay, maybe I was coughing and I felt really, really tired and sore throat and kind of weird dizziness. And I, like I try to explain to people, I had a strange feeling in my body that like something is passing through here. And I noticed a week ago that I couldn't smell anything. So, and then I, that same day, found out that that seems to be a common symptom. And I still have that. I still can't smell anything. But other than that, I feel a lot better. And my husband is feeling totally okay. He just said, good care. But he doesn't have anything.
And I know you're actually quite familiar with isolation because you and your husband, you've spent a lot of time on a sailboat. And so does it help now, this experience?
Well, we have spent several trips on our sailboat that were, lasted about 17 days. So we know what it's like to have to go shopping for a long period of time and not being able to go out again. And our longest passage was from Costa Rica to French Polynesia. And we were basically out on the ocean for a couple of months. And so, yes, we have the experience, number one, of getting all our stores, as they call it, together, where you have plenty of food and you have plenty to drink for weeks and weeks at a time. Plus we have the experience of not being able to go anywhere but on your tiny little space in the boat, which is, I have to admit that that can really, really get on your nerves after a while.
But right now you're not fighting, or are you fighting? May I ask?
No, we're not fighting. Number one, okay, on the boat, you have beautiful stars at night and sunsets, and you see dolphins, and it's just an incredible view, and everything is fantastic. Or some little thing, like I say, I can't get the drawer to open, and it was makes you as mad as you ever are for anything. And I have to admit that I experienced something similar just now being here in the quarantine. So at first we thought, oh, maybe we have this virus. Then I got very philosophical and suddenly I had great love for everyone I know. And, you know, seeing the joy of just looking out the window and I see a flower or something like that, you know, everything extremely positive. But like today, I was trying to get a refund for our plane ticket that we can't use to go to America, and no one's ever answering the phone, and then you get cut off, and I'm on the end, and I'm so mad that I could almost, you know, throw the telephone across the room. So I think not being able to go outside and move a little bit, I think it's kind of rough, actually. And also not being able to see other people is quite difficult, really. You know, like when I think that I'm going to be able to go outside again tomorrow, it's a quite a huge joy, really.
Kathleen says she's feeling better now and is hoping to leave quarantine. But until she gets a green light from the Berlin Health Ministry, she says she will stay put and play cards and watch movies with her husband. Tune in tomorrow to hear another personal story from Berlin on the Coronavirus Chronicle. I'm Monika Müller-Kroll. If you have a story you want to share for this series, write us at the coronaviruschronicle@kcrwberlin.org.